here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The border dispute continues between Texas and the Biden administration after Texas on Friday defied a federal deadline to allow federal agents into a park near the border. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas said earlier Friday the state is doing what it needs to do.
I would say to President Biden, you say you want to secure the border, you can prove it by getting out of our way here. You don't need to be here.
There were nearly 250,000 arrests at the Mexican border in December. The border, a major campaign issue, and today President Biden's campaigning in South Carolina. On the Republican side, South Carolina's where former President Trump hopes to knock Nikki Haley out of the race. He's campaigning today in Nevada, a day after a New York City jury ordered him to pay a writer $83 million in defamation damages. He's vowed to appeal. And the U.S. and Iraq held a first session of talks in Baghdad aimed at winding down the U.S. coalition in Iraq. This is ABC News. A sports and entertainment icon is stepping down after a sexual misconduct lawsuit.
Vince McMahon resigning from the WWE's parent company one day after a former employee filed a federal lawsuit against him and another former executive alleging serious sexual misconduct, including that she was offered to a star wrestler for sex. McMahon stepping down from his position as executive chairman of TKO Group Holdings, the parent company of WWE. Despite his resignation, McMahon has denied wrongdoing. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Former New Orleans Saints star Will Smith was shot and killed in New Orleans almost 8 years ago in a traffic dispute. After midnight, a jury convicted Cardale Hayes of manslaughter in a retrial. Hayes faces up to 40 years in prison. And the world's largest cruise ship embarks on its maiden voyage today. The Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, nearly 1,200 feet long. It carries close to 10,000 people. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Catch. You, it has a plan to get your tax refund fast with a buck here, buck there, a buck there, a buck everywhere, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot. Fruity or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog to start the day. Cloudy skies, 37 this afternoon. For tonight, patchy fog, cloudy skies, 33. For Sunday, cloudy with a high near 36. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38. For Tuesday, chance of rain, 37. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 37. And near 40 on Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 33 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Oh, all, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Who like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. We are at the St. Henry's Parish Hall today for the first annual Lake O'Galley Association's first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and winter event. Come on out and join us throughout the day today. Now, the ice fishing tournament is going on right now, and that is going to continue until 2 o'clock. There's one fish in Lake O'Galley that is worth $20,000. So you bet. That's what they're looking for out there at on Lake O'Galley today with all the folks ice fishing. But come on over to St. Henry's Parish Hall as well, as we have all kinds of different doors. Prizes, raffle drawings, and more. This is to help out the Lake O'Galley Association. I'm Brian Winnikins at the first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN with music from Warren Zelders.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a wine is gone, like a record on a rainy day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips, just like sight night. Yeah, she can. But I want you. No, I just want. Yeah.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, there. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall. All of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh yeah. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I can keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Phil Vassar, and that's When I Love You. 12:19 and a good Saturday afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikin. So we are in O'Galley at St. Henry's Parish Hall for the first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament and winter event with the Lake O'Galley Association. And Ted Weinzerl joins us from the Lake O'Galley Association. How many people you got out on the lake?
Boy, I'm guessing, Brian, it's somewhere between at least 500 to 700. We've been shuttling people on since 7:30 this morning. We all came down here at 7 for a pre-meeting and got our parking organized. We knew that parking would be an issue with this amount of people down here. We knew that with the recent snow melt, there's a lot of water out there. It's tough to pull sleds. It's tough to even walk, but we got enough ice to be safe out here today, and we have a lot of fishermen. There's a lot of lines in the waters, so we should be able to find you a spot to put in a line, but there's plenty of people to talk to.
And not only do we have that, but then we have all of the different raffles and all of that here in the parish hall.
Yeah, sure. You know, we're encouraging all the fishermen, of course, when they're done, get their fish weighed in and get up here to the hall. We're going to start doing our announcements of the fishing contest winners around 3:30 and door prizes to follow and raffles after that throughout the day. But up here, we got different games going. We got a good chicken dinner, grilled chicken dinner or hot dogs choice. On that, and we got beer for sale and plenty of it, so come on up.
Now all those fishermen out there are also we got the contest, I get that, but let's not kid ourselves, they're all looking for one fish. There's one that everybody wants.
We did tag a northern this week, and we had the DNR come down. The fish biologist tagged it for us, and we released that. It is out there somewhere under the ice. I know there's enough water on top. It could be up there, but it's under the ice. That's where you got to be looking.
And if someone gets the fish, what do they get?
That is a $20,000 prize to the person that can present us with that fish. And I think that's what drew everybody in. Shoot, we were down here late last night even, and I seen a tent out there. There's guys camping out there overnight.
They got the secret spot. That's what they're... I should have brought Brianna's fiancé. I should have made him come up here because he likes ice fishing tournaments. I have a wedding to pay for, and maybe I could have had you pay for it instead. Oh, well. Come on out and join us. There's all kinds of different prizes and fun with the Lake O'Galley Association's Clarence Schneider First Annual Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament and Winter Events. We're at the St. Henry's Parish Hall here in O'Galley. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair. Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic."
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Them neon lights
not sizzle, we're country fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99 on a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun.
I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning. Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. Somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins, we are at the Lake O'Galley's first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event. And we're here at the St. Henry's Parish Hall here in O'Galley. Come on out and join us throughout the day. Food, refreshments, the ice fishing tournament's going on, the whole bit. And joining us right now, well, we remember this guy. He had to retire on us. Dave McMahon joins us. He's one of the volunteers. Now, he doesn't have a place on Lake O'Galley, but he's out here helping out. And, Dave, I'm sure, first I got to ask, how, are you liking retirement, you lucky dog?
I do miss the people, but, yeah, I have extra time to do other things now.
Like what?
Like St. Vincent's is really taking a lot of my time.
Okay, and that's but that's actually been pretty important for the community, hasn't it?
Very good for the community. They do a lot. They're not known for what they do, but they do a lot behind the scenes.
Well, you're coming out here now. I'm sure over the years with your kids and all of that, you've been out on Lake O'Galley many times, haven't you?
We utilize Lake O'Galley quite a bit. At first, it was fun for the kids with the boats and doing the tubing and that. Now it's serious fishing, and it's some good fishing out here.
Now, there's a $20,000 fish out there. Okay, where's the fish?
Yeah, we have no idea. DNR tagged it. They put it in. We don't know what it is or where it is.
I love that. All these fishermen, they have the spot. You know where it is. You know, because you have the secret spot and you refused to just divulge the information.
I can't give that information out. Yeah. It may lead to the end of my life, so yeah, got to be quiet.
or if Brian, if I tell you, I'm going to have to put you in the lake with the fish, right? There you go. There you go. But a lot of people here, you have to be pretty impressed, too, with how they've organized this.
Very much so. I was on registration this morning. We have people in from the Twin Cities area, Madison, Milwaukee. They come from all over. And locally, a lot of Ellsworth people here. Good turnout. Very good.
That's pretty nice. We got people from the Twin Cities. And for some of them, this might be their first time here.
Yes, that's true, too. And some of the people, it's amazing the number of people that come here in the summertime, and they say, hey, we want to try the ice fishing, too.
And that's been the big thing. You mentioned the fishing and all of that, but the health of the lake, and that's why this event's going on, to help raise money to help improve the lake, right?
It definitely needs it, because the lake is going the wrong way at this time. Sediment is the main problem. We've lost many, many yards of the upper end of the lake, and that's got to be stopped and reversed in some way.
So again, come on out, help out the Lake O'Galley Association with their winter event. They're raising money to help improve Lake O'Galley. And there's going to be an indoor fishing contest too coming up. So if you don't, if you're like me and you don't ice fish, well, there's still a way that you can take part in the fishing contest as well. Come on out and join us. We're at St. Henry's Parish Hall here in O'Galley with the Lake O'Galley Association and the first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog to start the day. Cloudy skies, 37 this afternoon. For tonight, patchy fog, cloudy skies, 33. For Sunday, cloudy with a high near 36. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38. For Tuesday, chance of rain, 37. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 37. And near 40 on Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 33 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin' up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin' up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin' up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got that Panther pride, she'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little
got an old soul, she's the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to me, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Josh Turner and Hometown Girl on this Saturday afternoon, 12:49. I'm Brian Winnikins from the St. Henry's Parish Hall in O'Galley at the first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event with the Lake O'Galley Association. I went and looked out on the lake. I'm going to say at least 600 people are out there ice fishing right now. They're looking for the $20,000 Northern that's been tagged. But the ice fishing contest is continuing here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then they'll start to do the weigh-in as well. Now, if you're not into ice fishing, you can still help out the Lake O'Galley Association. Come over to St. Henry's Parish Hall. We have lunch this afternoon with chicken dinners, hot dog dinners as well for the kids. Plus we have an indoor fishing tournament for the kids and those that maybe don't like to ice fish as well. There's other games, other raffles, other fundraising. And this is all for the Lake O'Galley Association. They were formed to improve and maintain Lake O'Galley by enhancing the water quality, the fisheries, and other wildlife habitats. A lot of folks have used Lake O'Galley over the years. And the association wants to do some improvements to the lake and make sure, especially in the north end of the lake, that they can get that sediment out of there and have future kids and adults and grandparents and all that being able to enjoy Lake O'Galley. Many folks have enjoyed the lake over the years as well. We talked with Dave McMahon earlier about how the kids loved it when they were younger, boating and this and that. Now they love it because of the fishing and all of that. And so that's why the Lake O'Galley Association was formed. So, again, come on out. Help them out. This is a beautiful treasure that we have here in western Wisconsin. And, yep, we're trying to help improve and save the lake as well. So come on out and join us here in O'Galley here at St. Henry's Parish Hall for the first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and winter event continuing through the afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins in O'Galley on WRDN.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Diana of mine.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. That Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamma's house. If it